I want to welcome in the good doctor here now because he's going to discuss something today that is not easy to do. It should be simple. But for many of us, it's hard. And that's saying you're sorry. The good doctor is, of course, Dr. John Braccio, Senior Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing at drjohnb.com, the podcast online. Morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And what you say is really true. It's amazing how common it is for people to be hurt by other people with words or actions. And it's equally kind of common, if you will, that people seem to have a hard time so often saying they're sorry. And this leads to so many conflicts and so many difficulties. And I've thought about this a lot over the years because it's really not something people talk about that much. But the question would be, why do people have a hard time saying they're sorry? And these are situations that I've kind of picked up over the years that I've seen in people, that the person can feel vulnerable by admitting that something they've done wrong, saying they're sorry.
Okay.
Danger of losing power, fear of losing status, will not take responsibility, projecting the guilt on the other person, oblivious to the impact of words and actions on others, fear of rejection, fear is admitting inadequacy, not sure it will not happen again, does not believe any need to use the word sorry, and then the worst of all, the person enjoys the words or acts that cause other people conflict. So when you just take those above, that I don't want to say it's all, but that covers a lot of the reasons. And when you look at them, they do make sense to some degree, even though when weighed against the positive feelings you can give yourself ultimately and others by just saying you're sorry if you've done something that's painful or hurtful, it is amazing how many people refuse to say they're sorry. There are people that even pride themselves in saying, I never say I'm sorry. You know, so it's an unfortunate thing, but a real thing. And I just think what we have to do, if we're with people that are oblivious or not aware of things or we just aren't tuned in, we do want to take it seriously if we find out from a person or from someone else, if they say, you know, that hurt my feelings or, you know, I wish that hadn't happened. I think what we have to do is don't say, oh, there's nothing to it. Don't be so sensitive. Don't let things bother you. But we have to just say, well, that wasn't my intent, or I'm sorry, or I wasn't thinking, or whatever it might be. We're really not losing power. We're not losing prestige. We're really becoming a better person and working on making ourselves a better friend, a better acquaintance, a better employer, a better employee, a better person. So I do think it's really important to be able to say, I'm sorry. And it's amazing how many people have trouble with just saying, I am sorry.
Well, you gave such a list there. I mean, if you want to take that for someone who doesn't want to say I'm sorry and wants a reason, wants to wiggle out, there are a lot of ways that you can wiggle. I'm not saying they're right, but there are a lot of things that can go through your mind. And like you say, the worst one is the one at the end, which is I'm never saying I'm sorry because I enjoy this. I like doing this to you. And I'm hoping that is a rarity in your business, that you see that's not an everyday deal, I hope.
I think they're sarcastic people. There is a percentage, I don't want to say a huge number, that they enjoy saying hurtful things, but they kind of think it's humorous, or they just think they ought to be able to do it, or people ought to just learn how to take it, because I work with people that have anger issues, and just as an example, and a lot of them say hurtful things when they're angry, but their excuse is, well, I was angry, and you know, you shouldn't take everything I say so seriously. But after you've called someone idiot, a dummy, and a whole bunch of other adjectives, it's kind of hard for the person to just say, oh, okay. And it's a lot easier for the person to sincerely say, I'm sorry, I'm going to work on that. But it is, you know, Dave, if you really think of it, as we walk the road of life, there are people that do rude things, say things, sarcastic things, and just seem to think, oh, well, you know, that's kind of the way it is, just kind of let it go. And I've never believed that. I think if you hurt someone, you want to say, I'm sorry. And if
you need to make amends. You need to make amends.
Even if you didn't intend, yes, you need to make amends. And even if you didn't intend to, you could, because you could say something. You know, I'll just give you one example. This is many years ago. I was with my niece, and I made the point. I said, "Boy, you know," and I'll say the word Mary when you mention person. Yeah, Mary's really put on a lot of weight since she had her child. And my niece said to me, "Well, thanks, Uncle John." I wasn't even talking about her. Wasn't even thinking. It was a different person, and I wasn't even making a negative. I just was making an observation. And then I apologized. Well, I really wasn't speaking for you. That really wasn't my intent.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for having said that. But rather than saying, "Oh, come on, I wasn't talking about you either. Quit being so sensitive. You know, just get over it." Okay. And people do that all the time.
You're right. They do. I've done that before. I mean, like, I wasn't referring to you. Don't take that the wrong way. Now, wait a minute. Stop, Dave. They did take it that way. So that's where we're standing right now. That's a good point.
And you can make a true statement. You can say, "Your hair really looks different." And someone can take that as a negative. Are you going to join the crowd that doesn't like my new hair and say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, that wasn't, before you run away, I didn't mean to say that." So these are the things of life that set the person who's sensitive and able to effectively get along with people from those that can't. And a key thing is being able to say you're sorry, admit you've done something, and really try to make up for it in a positive way, and even calling a person that you realize over time you may have treated unfairly, you may have said some things, and then later you thought those were really inappropriate. There's you're never too big, you're never too old, you're never too powerful, you're never too whatever to not be able to come and say, "You know, I'm sorry, didn't mean to do that. Bad intention. I'm sorry I did that."
And, Doc, you know, we haven't even broached in, and there we won't have time to, but as you know, I think, well, that when we take this to the next level and we're talking about, for example, marriage, if both partners don't have the ability to apologize when they are in the wrong and when it's been brought to their attention or they realize, and if they just won't do it, you've got a problem coming, and it's like a headlight down the road coming straight at you. You got a problem coming.
Because it really builds negativity.
You bet.
In a marriage, in a good relationship, when there are rough times, I always make the point, you have a bank, and then the bank of goodwill. So if you have a good bank of goodwill and you are unreasonable one day or you say some mean things, that may take out of the bank, but you want to make sure you've got enough in there, because otherwise, when you start getting on empty and you start, you know, people start getting hurt and frustrated and,
right.
and
sure.
can destroy the relationship. And if I hear that statement, like, "Well, just get over it. It's really no big thing," or "You're too sensitive," or "Quit. I didn't mean that, so quit thinking about it. You know, when I get mad, I say things." But those do really all matter. And if, in order to change, you're going to have to start, when you say you're sorry, you have to mean it. And that will lead to you not doing the same thing the next time. If you just say, "Oh, it's no big thing," or "That's just who I am, get used to it," there's no growth there, and you're very likely to have the same set of events happen again, and that's just not good.
I'm gonna weigh in one little bit here and say, when someone says, "Yeah, that's just how I am, get used to it," also very problematic going forward. That may be how you are. You may find yourself very alone very fast.
Yeah. That is true.
No, that's just, there's some real positives to saying, and it isn't easy. You know, so if you're a person who feels like, you know, you want to be in the right, or you always want to be right, even if you're wrong, you want to find a way to be right. You know, we can be all in that same kind of boat. It's not easy to say, "Hey, I'm sorry. Look, I know I tanked it. I screwed up." But you'd be surprised how much goodwill you can bring back by making that step and making it sincere, and then, you know, being willing to move on from there. And that's a good place to be. Our good friend is Dr. John Braccio Sr., the podcaster at drjohnb.com. A lot of different subjects there, all grouped by topic at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same to you, Dave. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Absolutely.